So you guys are interested in the injury report?
Yes.
Yeah. The only change from yesterday was that Harry Douglas was a limited participant in practice.
So no practice for Roddy.
No practice again for Roddy nor Robert Alford. So those guys didn't practice, and the only change was Harry Douglas was a limited participant.
Where do you feel Roddy stands right now, just as you see him and you've seen on the field?
I think that he is making very good progress. He ran extensively on the side. And, again, with the extra day, I'm confident that he's going to be ready to go.
With a guy like Julio having a, you know, he's the guy's clearly an elite athlete and an elite player in this league. When he steps up like he did last week, as he always does, but I mean, really stepped up and the production was there. It makes everybody else around him better, doesn't it?
Absolutely. When Julio has a game like he had last week with 189 yards of receptions, it makes our offense run a lot more efficiently. It allows us to get the ball into other guys' hands. Guys are going to have to look at how they're trying to defend Julio and do it differently, because it didn't work that way last week. So Julio's an elite receiver, and he and Matt were definitely hitting on all cylinders yesterday.
Mike, you focused so much this year about avoiding the big plays on defense and not living up those explosive plays with an offense like the Packers that can do it almost at will. What do you tell you guys this week to focus on that? I mean, is there anything you say, or is it just a matter of assignment doing their job?
Well, we've got to be very sound in our technique. But the thing that you talk to the guys about is you got to be able to cover longer, because he's going to extend plays, and that's the thing. You have that clock in your mind that a play is going to go 6 seconds, 7 seconds, and it can go upwards of 10, 12, 13 seconds. There was a game in the New England game yesterday that went 13 seconds. So he can extend plays. He's very athletic, and he's got a very strong arm. So if you think you're deep enough, you need to get deeper, because he can throw it over your head.
Can you talk a little bit about your young guys, Jake Matthews, James Stone, and the second-year player, and Schrader, like stepping up on that offensive line and really gelling together this year?
Yeah, they've done a very nice job, especially over the last 3 weeks. Jake Matthews has really matured and probably played his best ball over the last month of the season. He's going to have a big challenge this week with the outside rushers and the pressure that they can put on. And, again, I think once our unit stays together for 4 or 5 weeks, they're playing a lot more efficiently. I think Coach Tice and Coach Harmon have done an outstanding job in getting these guys prepared. James is a very good story. To be a college free agent and to be starting half the season in the NFL just speaks volumes of his mentality.
How hard is it for you to stay patient in the game plan? I mean, the Packers can score so quickly, but you don't want to get out of your game plan too early. How critical will it be for you guys to kind of just remain patient and try to stay consistent with the run throughout the game?
Yeah, we've got to be able to run the football. We got to start fast. The one thing that they have done all season long is they're starting very fast. Their point differential is unbelievable in terms of the first drives of the game. So I know some people talk about trying to hang on in that first quarter and a half. We want to match them or exceed their production. It's important. You know, we've started fast for the most part this season, and I think if you can stand up early and let them know that, hey, you're going to be competing with them, it helps your confidence.
Mike, there's still some significance of playing on Monday night and playing in a place like Lambeau.
Oh, absolutely. Monday night, everybody's watching. It's the whole league. Guys and coaches, they really enjoy playing on Monday night. And, of course, playing at Lambeau Field, it's, you know, iconic venue that the fans are great, and it'll be a great atmosphere.